Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and VRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I deliver it every day. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. You can reach me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number to call you in the temporary assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, and it is National Black Forest Cake Day today, so indulge. The way I understand it, I have not been given this by any medical authorities, but being that it is National Black Forest Cake Day, there are no calories. There's no problem eating the Black Forest cake today. Calorie-free. It's a calorie-free day because we are celebrating. So anytime you've got that celebration going, you don't have to worry about the calorie portion of it. So just wanted to share that with you, get you that information this morning. We are watching the markets. Consumer sentiment came out extremely strong this morning. Does that surprise anybody? No, not really, because we are seeing a lot of strength in the markets based on the anticipation of what the president will do or has done or is doing. Keeping his agenda on track, we've been watching that for you. Today it is the coal day, so the coal miners get their life back today based on what the president is doing. That's some good news for them, getting to remove some of the regulation in the coal industry. That's a great change for the coal miners. They were under fire during the entire tenure of the Obama administration, and obviously Hillary Clinton spoke about the idea that she wanted to put them out of business. So I know a lot of them are very excited that we've got a President Trump and not a President Clinton. At least they can go back to work now. That's a good thing. I've seen the markets. They're still a bit of a roller coaster. The media narrative is that the Trump market is slipping, or Trump dump, as they want to call it, because they do give us misleading information. That's their business. They think that that's what they are supposed to be doing all the time, giving misleading information. Did you watch the report on Ted Koppel from over the weekend? Love that idea that he believes that he is the Almighty and that what he says is what is most meaningful for everybody, everything. Hard to imagine that concept with Mr. Koppel there, but that's just the way. Interesting that is how most of the media thinks. They believe that, or the news thinks that they're the only ones that have the information that we want to know or need to know, yet we know that they skew it all the time. I love this concept of where we're seeing the garbage from the media, the skewing of the garbage from the media. Think about this one. The idea that the Trump campaign was colluding with Russia. Do you hear that a lot? Did you ever hear the issue of John Podesta? Yeah, he was counsel to President Obama and was a very senior advisor to Hillary Clinton. Yet he's on the board of companies that are owned or controlled by the Russian government. One of the companies that he's highly involved with, $35 million they got, $35 million from Russia. Yet the media doesn't want to talk about that. I wonder why that would be the case. What is the media hiding from us in this instance? Once again, consistently, that's why I share with you all the time, the mainstream media news coverage, it's dead. There is no such thing as a good source, a good single source of unbiased news. I would suggest one of them, Shepard Smith, Brett Baer, they do about as good a job as anybody on trying to give unbiased news. The problem that they run into all the time is the mainstream media, the liberal media, the biased media, they want to come up with the concept that those folks are sharing information that is commentary. They're not, most of the media, ironically enough, they're not smart enough to understand the idea that the media, the population, the public, like Koppel said the other day, that the public, they're not smart enough. They don't believe the public is smart enough to know the difference between a commentator and news. You see, it's very simple. When you listen to somebody like Sean Hannity, you listen to somebody like Rush Limbaugh, many instances if you listen to me, we're not giving you news. We don't purport to be giving you the news. That's what somebody else is doing. Now, there are some pieces of information that are just plain old news. That's what they are. How do you get around it? When I tell you that the consumer confidence came out at a very, very significant number this morning, well, you can't get around the fact that that is the news. It is what it is. Now, when I tell you that it has to do with the markets and their belief that business is getting better based on the policies of President Trump, then you can tell that that comes over to the commentator section. It's very simple to understand these things. The media doesn't want to believe that you can understand it, though. That's just the issues. That is what the media does. That's their arrogance. Just saying. Speaking of arrogance, you know, I've talked many times on the broadcast, and I love the idea that there's some other people coming out now and talking about the value or lack of such for a higher education for some students. Education is good. Higher education in college is not necessary for everybody. And what's that name? Mike Rowe, I think, is the gentleman's name from – he was one of the – a sitcom – actor, and I forgot the name of the movie that the show that he was best known for. I'll see if I can find it here real quick. But it was basically he was known for a television show where were very heavily geared toward home improvements. So here's the issue that I'm sharing, that he's coming out and talking now, that it is in some instances it is a waste for people to go to higher education. Just a thought there. And I say that all the time. You look at what's going on at Orange Coast College right here in Orange County, Southern California. Now, here's a great example of it. They just gave out an award to their – let me find out the name exactly of what their faculty honored their top faculty. Okay? Now, their top faculty member – is an instructor named Olga Perez Stable Cox. That's the faculty member's name. Now, if you remember correctly, she was the one that was secretly videotaped bashing the election of Donald Trump during her human sexuality class. Now, bashing the election of Donald Trump during human sexuality class, kind of curious as to how that ties in. The student was suspended. Suspension later rescinded. But that's who this school, this is who these educators rewarded as being their top faculty member. If that is their top faculty member, I don't want my kids going there. It just proves my point that this is not the place to go for a free and fair education. And maybe if that's the situation there, how many other institutions are in the same boat? Then we start looking and seeing what is happening to most of our students when it comes to them leaving school. They're leaving school with such a high amount of debt that they can't, no one's ever looking at these numbers and saying, what is the real world telling us? And what is the cost of this? What is the expense lifelong for our higher education? Now, I see loan applications that I consult with people on, $1,000 in debt. They're coming in. I saw one recently at over $200,000 in student aid debt. Really? Is anybody thinking about what it takes to clean up $200,000 in debt in a lifetime, no less in a legitimate, reasonable amount of time? The students are coming out with an unrealistic expectation of what they're going to be able to earn from schools. Now, we look at the median household income in our country, $53,000 a year, median household income. Now, if your student is coming out with that much more debt than that median household income, how long does it take to pay that back? $60,000 in debt, you put an interest rate on that, you're looking at decades to pay that back, and at what cost? So they've got an education that's not going to get them a higher income basis, and then they're going out there and looking and saying, okay, think about this one. If you want to pay off $60,000 in debt, and I think the last numbers I saw is you're looking at around 7% interest. That's $465 a month for 20 years. $465 a month for 20 years. What are you doing with that? I mean, you graduate from school at age 22, so you're not out of debt just on that one item till 42. Really? And we don't save more than $800 a year as it is in our country. So at what expense? Not buying a house, not having a family, not being able to go on vacation, not being able to enjoy life because you're going through and getting $60,000 in debt, $465 a month for 20 years. Do you see the logic in that? Now, you can go to a place like this, Orange Coast College, and deal with a instructor who is, by their award, the best instructor that they have. And bashing the president of the United States. And it was only after the election. So the idea here, it's almost as bad as Maxine Waters, the lunatic in Los Angeles, right? Hasn't done anything in her entire career and is being dangerous. How many thousands of jobs has he created? How many millions of dollars has he earned? How many millions of dollars has he paid in taxes? Yet Maxine Waters, a lunatic in Los Angeles, instead of saying, maybe we can teach our fellow citizens how to do what he's done, she's out there saying he's dangerous and my number one priority is to impeach him. She's not smart enough to know that he's not done anything that's an impeachable offense. But she's the one that that's on the news all the time. Unbelievable. Now, there are financial aid opportunities out there. There is a software that helps families with the FAFSA, financial aid packages. And take a look at that. There's talent, there's merit-based aid, there's grants out there. You need to come up with an estimated family contribution. But here's the issue. Don't go into debt. Look at the institutions. There are plenty of institutions that one can go to that they don't have to go into debt. If they stop going into debt for all these institutions, I've shared many times, I can tell anybody in a two sentences how to cut down on college tuition. Very, very simple. If the federal government would make student loans dischargeable in bankruptcy, you will not see them offering every young person who does not read the documents a student loan, and you won't see nearly as much student debt, and you'll see the prices of tuition start to fall. Something President Bush did and President Obama doubled down on. Holy cow, get rid of it. Put it back to where you can discharge student loan debt in bankruptcy, and I guarantee you that those numbers are going to start falling right away because the schools right now are looking, they're taking advantage of the young people because they're not the ones that are voting. They go out and they just take advantage of them. They say, you know something? We can put this out there. We know you're not going to read this paperwork. We know that you don't make enough money to afford this, but being that the government is going to hold this over your head for the rest of your life, we're going to make it real simple for you to get a student loan. Hogwash. Get the law changed. You watch how quickly that we can get our schools back, our students educated, fine educations, and they might actually have to do a little bit of normal work at the institutions in dealing with their budgets. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, millionaire to millennials. Real estate now is what they're telling them. Might be a good idea. Why Americans' wage growth is so sluggish. Older Americans have home equity but still worry about retirement. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, at Ron Siegel, and if you missed any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube, Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message as well as that's my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio, text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. One of the real estate professionals have set up a process for us. When you text NEST, N-E-S-T, N-E-S-T to 79564, you're going to be asked a series of just a few questions, four or five questions, going to help you find your dream home before somebody else finds your dream home. And every time a new property within your target area and within your demographic and within your boundaries as far as bedrooms, bathrooms, price point, et cetera, whenever anything comes on the market, you're going to get a text message. And it's going to tell you, hey, 123 Main Street is now on the market and it meets your criteria. Text NEST. It's free to 79564. Self-made millionaire David Bach was quoted in CNBC article explaining that the single biggest mistake millennials are making is not purchasing a home because buying real estate is an escalator to wealth.
Bach went on to explain, if millennials don't buy a home, their chances of actually having any wealth in this country are little to none. The average homeowner to this day is 38 times wealthier than a renter. In his best-selling book, The Automatic Millionaire, Bach does the math. As a renter, you can easily spend $500,000 or more on rent over the years. That's done based at $1,500 a month for 30 years. That comes out to $540,000. And in the end, wind up just where you started, owning nothing. Or you can buy a house and spend the same amount paying down a mortgage, and in the end, wind up owning your home free and clear. So who is David Bach? The self-made millionaire who has written nine consecutive New York Times bestsellers. His book, The Automatic Millionaire, spent 31 weeks on the New York Times bestselling list. He is one of the only business authors in history to have four books simultaneously on the New York Times bestseller. Our Wall Street Journal, Business Week, and USA Today bestseller lists. Been a contributor to NBC's Today Show, appearing more than 100 times. Has been a regular on ABC, CBS, Fox, CNBC, CNN, Yahoo, The View, and PBS, and has been profiled in many major publications, Reader's Digest, Time, Financial Times, Washington Post, Wall Street Journal, Working Women, Glamour, holy cow, Huffington Post, Business. Bottom line, whenever a well-respected millionaire gives investment advice, people usually clamor to hear it. This millionaire gave simple advice. If you don't yet live in your own home, go buy one today. Again, I've shared this with you. Just text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564 and get that dream home before somebody else finds your dream home. I'm just giving you that simple information. So do you know the real cost of renting is the next question I would ask. So historically, when we talk about the cost of renting versus buying, historically you need 26% of your income is needed to afford the median rent. These are national numbers. Right now you need 30% of your income for median rent. Now, in order to buy a home, again, we're using median national numbers. 21% of the median is needed historically. Today, it's 15%. Obviously, it's much cheaper buying a home than renting a home. If you're renting and think you can't afford, think again. Buying costs significantly less than renting. Either way, you're paying a mortgage. Why not have it be yours? Historically, the choice between renting or buying a home has been a close decision. Looking at the percentage of income needed to rent a median-priced home today, 30%, versus the percentage needed to buy a median-priced home, 15%, the choice is really, really obvious. Every market is different. Before you renew your lease again, find out if you could use your housing costs to own your own home. All you need to do is give us a call. We'll take care of that, doing that for you for free. Just call me, 800-306-1990, 800. Get that fast. Our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage have that fast pass loan approval. Basically, it's geared for people in today's market where it's very, very heavily geared on sellers. There's not a lot of inventory out there. So how do you equal the market and make it benefit you? Well, the way to do that is very simple. You get the fast pass loan approval where your loan is already underwritten before you ever go out shopping with a real estate professional. That way, if your loan is pre-underwritten, pre-approved, your real estate professional makes an offer that has no loan contingency. Now, you still have to have the appraisal done. You still have to have title insurance. But the loan contingency is already eliminated, just like it would be with a cash offer. Because a cash offer, you should have title insurance. And you certainly want to know that the property is worth what you think what you're paying for it, what you think it's worth. So why wouldn't you do it in that instance as well? So we're not doing anything different there other than saying, okay, I want to have a same as cash offer. And our friends over at Gold Star, they're the only ones issuing this fast pass pre-approval. Make a same as cash offer. Give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with the right people, get you on the path to doing that right away. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, why Americans' wage growth is so sluggish. Older Americans have home equity, but still worry about retirement and when you can take a charitable deduction and how to do it. It is tax time, so we will chat about taxes on a regular basis right now all the way through tax day, April 18 this year. So if you don't think that we've missed it, we've lost our marbles, we do know. April 18 is tax day this year. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, it's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-1990, 800-306-1990 in the Your Credit Matters segment today. Being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. Yes, we talked about that Fast Pass Mortgage just a little while ago. That's the program that you want. That is their exclusive product. The Fast Pass mortgage application or mortgage. Think about this, a mortgage approved pre-approval. Really a cool little product right there, program right there, that will help you get pre-approved, pre-underwritten, and make your loan or your home mortgage offers same as cash. Why Americans' growth is so sluggish, the unemployment rate has been at or under 5% threshold since the summer of 2015. The Federal Reserve, that's the U3 number, remember that. U6 is over 9. The Federal Reserve is ramping up its rate hike campaign because, in its estimation, the job market growth has hit its limit. Unbelievable. Business surveys point to an increasingly difficult time finding qualified workers, a typical precursor to wage gains for Americans.
You don't know better than that.
Yet at a time when the middle class should finally enjoy a shift in fortunes relative to sky-high corporate profits and CEO pay, they aren't. The latest data shows that real wages, that is adjusted for inflation, are actually dropping. Did that really surprise anybody?
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
We told you that was going to happen when you started doing the minimum wage mandatory increases. That's right. In terms of purchasing power, American workers are once again falling behind. Something of a conundrum. Ed Yardani of Yardani Research compared wage growth to survey-based data of unfilled job openings. The last time small business owners weren't having this hard of a time filling open positions was back in 1999 to 2000, but wages aren't growing anywhere near as fast as they were then. Scratch your head with me. 1999 to 2000, we had some great wage growth at that time. Why did we have wage growth? Well, people were getting the good jobs, high-priced jobs. We weren't going in, and we weren't promoting the idea of minimum wage jobs. Why is anybody promoting that? That's good for our young people. It's good for our kids, our first jobs, for them to get some experience. Other than that, why are we promoting minimum wage? Unbelievable. It's pretty bad, but things now look like they're going to get worse. Inflation is accelerating to the upside, led by things like housing costs.
Yet wages are taking a step down as measured by the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta, which estimates non-inflation adjusted wage growth slowed to 3.2% annual rate in February from 3.9% in November. Back in 1999, wage growth averaged around 5%, and near the end of the last business cycle in 2007, wage growth was clocking in at a rate better than 4%. So what's causing the tepid performance? According to economists at Bank of America Merrill Lynch, four main factors are combining. Wages didn't adjust downward enough given the job losses suffered during the financial crisis and recession due to the wage stickiness phenomena. Businesses can't cut worker pay to match new market conditions for fear of demotivating them. They can either fire them or freeze wages for an extended period. Next, demographics are playing a role as well, as highly paid baby boomers increasingly leave the workforce to be replaced by younger, lower paid workers, thus dragging down measures of average wages. Of the 16 million jobs created since December 2009, a significant share, according to Merrill economists, have been in low-wage sectors like food service and retail.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
And finally, research shows that employed workers enjoy an advantage in the job market relative to unemployed, with starting wages about a third higher. Since millions of Americans lost their jobs during the recession and subsequently found new work after a period of joblessness, this dynamic likely depressed average wages. What will it take to turn things around? According to research from Cleveland Fed, what's needed is a boost to recently sluggish labor productivity, require stepped up corporate investment spurred by things like entrepreneurship, new business formation, and increased competition. The Merrill economists are optimistic, noting that headwinds to wage growth should subside as the employment rate declines to their target of 4.2% by the end of 2019. A lot is riding on that optimism being well placed. So here's the bottom line to the whole story that came out on this report from CBS News. As long as we're doing things in Washington that hinder growth, that allow a small business bank or a community bank like our friends over at Friendly Hills Bank to not be able to lend money to the small business person or the entrepreneur that wants to start a business, as long as they have to follow the same rules and guidelines as somebody like Chase Bank or Wells Fargo, we're not going to see any changes. You see, the prior administration was geared on people not succeeding. Their focus was on trying to keep people at a poverty level. You see, if you're trying to promote the idea of a $15 an hour wage, that's $30,000 a year. That's barely being able to survive. Then they said, okay, well, we'll give you health care if you're earning under $40,000 a year. Okay, so we're going to control your health. We're going to control your wage. We're going to only let your kids go to the school that we want them to go to. We're not going to give you free choice of schools. Are you getting the picture here? All of those policies are what led to the problems. Now, if you're getting people that are only working at a small fast food restaurant or the food services like they shared with the Merrill Lynch survey, food service and retail, those are not high-paying jobs that are going to allow somebody to get ahead in life. We want to get the innovation. There are people. Look at what happened with Uber. Just a small little thing like Uber. They developed this app, and it's changed a lot of what we do in our society. There are people out there that are making a good living by simply driving for an Uber driver, right? It used to be that you had to go to the regulated industry of taxi cabs. They paid a boatload of money to politicians to get the monopoly for that community. And then they had horrible service, so people couldn't even use them. And yes, I understand I'm saying horrible service. If you look at almost any community that you're in, are you able to get an Uber driver in 5 minutes and most times a day? So you could go down to a local restaurant for what it might cost for a valet, you can actually get a driver to take you there. And you don't have to worry about then the ramifications of over drinking or DUIs or parking or valet service. None of those issues are in existence because somebody had an idea. Get it financed. The more we can do things like that, the better off our society is going to be in the long run. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, older Americans have home equity, but still worry about retirement. When can you take a charitable deduction? What is an immediate annuity? We're going to talk about all those things when we come back. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-472.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. You have equity in your property, 62 years of age or older, the reverse mortgage might be a great solution for you. Exploring it is definitely a great option for you. Older Americans have home equity but still worry about retirement. There was a pair of recent surveys revealed the facts that many in the reverse mortgage industry know all too well. Seniors worry about how they'll pay for retirement, don't have pensions, and are sitting on significant quantities of home equity. Perhaps the most interesting revelation in the Employee Benefit Research Institute's annual Retirement Confidence Survey is the disparity between those who are approaching retirement and Americans who have already exited the working world. According to the Institute's data, about 60% of active workers in the United States feel confident that they can fund a comfortable retirement, while nearly 25% are not too confident and 16% are not confident at all. That's a significant contrast from the optimism among the already retired set, 79% of whom feel very or somewhat confident that they've properly planned for a financially comfortable retirement. A full third reported feeling very confident, while only 8% said they weren't confident at all. This gulf pervades the group's findings, with consistently higher sentiment about a variety of retirement planning topics, including the ability to pay for basic needs, medical expenses, and long-term care. Among retirees than active workers, though even retired Americans had a great deal of concern about the latter metric. Almost half reported being not too or not at all confident about covering nursing home or home health care expenses in retirement, compared to 57% of those still in the workforce. Meanwhile, a separate report issued by the Department of Health and Human Services Aging Administration on Aging, A Profile of Americans 2016, illustrates the vast amount of home equity in the hands of adults over the age of 75. According to the HHS report, which reflects data through the end of 2015, a full 76% of Americans in that age group own their homes, but median income among that cohort was only $31,000 per year. Of the 75 and up folks who owned their homes in 2015, 78% of them had no mortgage and owned their homes free and clear. Americans in that age group tended to own older homes, construction year of 1969 as compared to overall median of 1978. But interestingly, only 3.5% of those homeowners reported moderate to severe problems with regular upkeep, such as plumbing and heating systems. Those homes had a median value of $150,000 as compared to a median original purchase price of $53,000 for the overall population. Those numbers were $180,000 and $127,000, respectively. Among all Americans older than 65, including both homeowners and renters, the median income in 2015 was $31,372 for men, $18,250 for women, with only 21% of those reporting incomes of more than $50,000, and 15% of incomes of $10,000 or less. Wow. Both reports are worth checking out in full, but if you don't have the time to wade through the impressive amounts of data, I'll give you a few bite-sized encapsulation of some of the more interesting facts from each. 34%, the increase in 60-plus population in the United States between 2005 and 2015, from 49.8 million to 66.8 million. 69% Americans with retirement plan who feel very to somewhat financially secure. 32% those without a plan who feel the same way. 98 million, the projected amount of American age 65 and older in the year 2060. 8.8% is the percentage of older Americans below the poverty line in 2015. 19.4% of the people 65 and up in Florida, the highest in the country. Nationally, that number is 14.9%. Only six other states had a percentage of 65-plus residents greater than 17%. Maine, Vermont, Pennsylvania, Delaware, West Virginia, and Montana. 47% of the workers who spent less than $25,000 in retirement funds, including savings and investments, and 24% is the workers who have less than $1,000 of any kind in retirement savings. Some very, very startling statistics there. I suggest if you haven't looked into some of these things for yourself, get a plan going. We've talked many times. Our friend Al Manfrey has some great solutions for people. He's got the retirement program where you're not having to pay tax. Basically, you don't have to pay taxes down the road. Take your IRA, talk to Al. There's a plan there. It's called an IRA buster. You might not have to worry about tax issues. Get this question a lot of times. It's one of the things that I know some of the older audience listens to or questions. What is an immediate annuity? When you're planning for retirement, it's obviously, we just spoke about, challenging. Figuring out how much you need to sock away can be tricky, even if you use a retirement calculator. Many retirees are concerned about running out of savings. It's one of the two big issues I hear all the time. If thinking about your financial future makes you nervous, you may want to purchase an annuity. So here's a look at what an immediate annuity is and what to consider before buying one. It's a long-term investment vehicle. After entering into a contract with an insurance company, an investor can receive regular payments for a fixed period of time or for life. Annuities are popular tools among seniors who want a steady stream of income after they retire. While there are different types of annuities, they fall into two main buckets: deferred annuities and immediate annuities, or single premium immediate annuities. Deferred annuities allow investment to grow tax deferred, provide investors with payments at some point in the future. But immediate annuities, also known as an income or payout annuity, provide investors with income almost immediately after they make a one-time investment. Depending upon the type of immediate annuity you buy, payments can be distributed on a monthly, quarterly, or annual basis. You can also receive a lump sum payment. The amount of income you receive from an immediate annuity depends on factors such as your age, gender, and length of your payment period. Interest rates affect the size of payments. You can expect to receive a bigger payment if you're older and interest rates are higher. We've talked about that many, many times. There are downsides to annuities. You have to be careful. You have to look at what the costs are of the annuities. That's why you want to get with somebody that's got the heart of a teacher, not just looking to sell you something. There are some real good annuities out there. There are some that are shysters or really not in your best interest. I shouldn't say shysters, but they're not in your best interest. It's a salesman out there who's just looking to sell you something. I suggest you got to be real, real careful. That is more of the Word on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. So we are at tax time. I always like at tax time to talk about some different items that might be able to save you a bit of money. When can you take a charitable deduction, and how do you do it? Most taxpayers expect that if they give money to a charity, they can claim a deduction for it on their tax return. But it's not always the case. To get a tax deduction for charitable donations, you must file a Form 1040 and itemize your deductions. If your total itemized deductions, such as medical expenses, state income tax, real estate tax, home mortgage interest, gifts to charity, casualty, and theft losses and others, don't exceed your applicable standard deduction, claim a deduction for charitable donations. And because about 75% of taxpayers claim the standard deduction, only the remaining quarter can actually claim a charitable deduction. If you're in that 25%, the IRS has rules for the documentation you need to get and keep, and they vary depending upon the type and value of your donations. Again, always, always consult with a tax professional during the year, not this time of year, during September, October, November time period, so you can find out what is in your best interest, what works for you, what works for your family. And be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun, have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio. Our house in the middle of